Karma and Rebirth, written and read by Jnananda. A Universal Perspective. An image from the Venerable Bede's Ecclesiastical History of the English People likens this life of ours to a sparrow that flies out of the darkness into a bright feasting hall and then disappears into the deep forested wastes, stretching endlessly all around. He then goes on to say that nobody really has any idea of what comes before this life and what follows after it. But most people do not have the open-mindedness of the cleric from the Dark Ages. The modern fallback assumption is that death beckons humanity to an eternal oblivion. However, for the great majority of people throughout history, this would have seemed an eccentric idea. Most human societies have embraced some form of rebirth in their worldview. Rebirth is associated particularly with Indian and Buddhist cultures, but it crops up frequently in African and ancient Scandinavian tribal beliefs and in Celtic sagas and folklore. The Greco-Roman historian Appian writes of certain German troops as scorning death because of their hope of rebirth. Of particular interest in view of their isolation from other cultures is the widespread belief in rebirth amongst Australian Aborigines. Latterly, it developed into a popular conviction that they would be reborn as white people. A clear rebirth doctrine was present in Europe by the 6th century BC in Greece in the form of Orphism, which offered a